After the Eighth Bell, Terrace. Written by Cricket Nation Rise. Read by Raven. Alana is not cut out for this kind of sneaking around. She may have won the duel against Kel, may have faked good humor, may have joked around with the New Hope soldiers and commanders all afternoon, but she can't pretend anymore tonight. Dinner's barely over, but she excuses herself to her quarters, waving off offers of just one more round with a forced smile. As soon as she clears the hall, she lets her face drop with a sigh and makes her way across the compound to guest quarters with a purposeful stride. Thankfully, no one stops her. Alana isn't tired, per se. She just can't handle being around people any longer. The only people she wants to see right now are miles, possibly oceans, away. Her rooms are too small to contain her frustration, so Alana slips out into the terrace attached to her suite, perks of being the lioness. She leans heavily on the railing and looks up at the sky. The cat constellation seems to wave at her somehow, and a reluctant grin tugs at the side of her lips. She can hear echoes of Faithful's reproaches in her mind. He'd certainly have an earful for her if he could see her now. Are you really sulking because someone else gets to be the hero this time around? As she gazes up at the stars, Alana lets her vision blur, trying to center herself before she retires for the night. It would be a lot easier if George had come with her, or if he'd already found their wayward daughter and brought her back to the swoop, safe and sound. But they agreed. Alana would go about her business as normal, saying nothing about Allie's disappearance so as to not draw attention from the wrong sort of people, and George would search for Allie. Alana wasn't built for this, for maintaining a placid face, for lying about her family, for doing nothing. She had never been one for downtime. Gods, even during the Toussaint War, as a squire, she'd been helping out in the healer's tents every chance she could. She never come up against something like this, a problem that some action on her part couldn't solve. It's maddening, actually. And she knows. She knows, okay, that she can't be the one to search for her daughter, to rescue her, to bring her back home. Alana knows she's too conspicuous, too famous, that any hint of Allie being the lioness's daughter would put her in even more danger. But damn it all, she resents the fact that she has to maintain a front, that she has to pretend to friends and enemies alike that all is well. In her pettier moments, she even resents George. Alana scrubs a hand over her face in frustration. Dwelling on the impossibility of her situation won't help her sleep tonight, won't bring Allie back any sooner. All she can do is hope and put her faith in her husband and the gods to bring her daughter home. The end. Thank you for listening.